defense is always in my nerves. Taking my time by force, they'll have to rewrite all the books again. As a matter of course, I work my way into the heart of the crowd. I work my way into the heart of the crowd. I was shocked to find what was allowed. I didn't lose myself in the crowd.
The pictures themselves are complete proof of its falsity.
Somewhere at sea, the big American aircraft carrier Midway recently made history by launching a V-2 rocket from her deck. You'd certainly have thought there were a good many difficulties in the way of carrying out such an operation, but if there were, they now appear to have been overcome. This form of attack is hardly a pleasant thought to dwell upon, but the experiment does provide an interesting picture as the first V-2 to be fired at sea takes off.
Thank you. Banda Habit was dat, de muzikant Banda Habit, een band uit Porto Alegre of uit Santa Maria in het zuiden van Brazilië. Fora da Casca, uit de Schelp, 2025, is de begeleidingsband van Marcelo Birk. Die ook dit is ook gemaakt voor een filmpje, een animatie, die op internet staat. Uit de Schelp dus. Een filmpje met het geluid van Banda Habit, 2025. En daarvoor British Movie Tone, V2 Takes Off from Aircraft Carrier, 1947. Amerikanen hadden, toen ze Duitsland, toen de nazi's waren verslagen, hebben ze al die raketten, die V2's die er nog lagen, hebben ze meegenomen naar Amerika. En de raketgeleerden kregen allemaal een goede baan. En hoewel die echt, Werner von Braun werkte in een ondergrondse fabriek waar slaven, uitgehongerde slaven, al het werk moesten doen. Die nooit buiten kwamen, ook met die ook allemaal heel erg ziek waren. Toen ze werden bevrijd uiteindelijk. Maar goed, die kwamen allemaal weg en die hadden een mooie job in Amerika. Schreven boeken. Werner von Braun dat boek over het koloniseren van Mars. Dat Elon Musk dan weer zo heeft beïnvloed. Maar goed, dus die V2's die hadden ze. En daar gingen ze proeven mee doen. Om ervan te leren voor de verdere raketontwikkeling. Dus dat je ook vanaf een schip een raket kan afschieten. Nou, V2 is een ongelooflijk groot apparaat. Maar goed, je moet het filmpje maar bekijken. V2 Takes Off from Aircraft Carrier. Gebracht door British Movie Tone. En daarvoor de demo-versie van Shot by Both Sides. 1977, Magazine. Uit Engeland. Je voelt je goed. Je bent mooi en intelligent. Je kijkt bewonderend naar je prachtige lichaam in de spiegel. En je luistert naar Patapou Action. Nu komt uit Zuid-Afrika John Makatini en de Pie Queens. Keizer Motown. Keizer Motown, 1975. John Makatini en de Pie Queens uit Zuid-Afrika. Patapou Action.
Now, hoofd niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers daar vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede daar voorzichtig om struiken. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Deze mevrouw heeft sinds kort een nieuw koffiezetapparaat. Een koffiezetapparaat van Philips. Dat schenkt altijd weer even voorzichtig en gelijkmatig op, want door zijn ingebouwde ontkalkingssysteem hoeft hij bijna nooit ontkalkt te worden. De koffie houdt hij op 83 graden Celsius. Dat is de ideale koffietemperatuur.
En nu ook nog vier beeldschone wereldberoemde kopjes voor maar 16,95 bij Philips koffiezetapparaten.
Pinda's!
Alsjeblieft, meneer.
Hey, vroeg toch pinda's?
Snickers, meneertje. Dat is een vuist vol pinda's in elke reep. En bovendien, roomzachte pindacrème, noga, karamel en melkchocolade. Snickers, een vuist vol pinda's in elke reep.
From the mysterious reaches of infinity, a gigantic astral body hurtles towards the earth to terrorize and seal the doom of an unprepared mankind.
How can we prevent it?
Job for the army. They've got the guided missile, the nuclear warheads. Intercept and destroy it before it strikes.
As if by design, this death-dealing meteor plunges into the depths of the sea. And in its place emerges an awesome monster such as human eyes have never seen.
Unless stopped somehow, others will land and suck the earth dry of all electrical and atomic energy resources.
Now you're the only one that knows. And you will never tell.
A metallic vampire stalking the earth. Its purpose, to drain it of its energy, every last bit of vitality, absorbing all the dynamic strength of this universe, to make him so powerful as to withstand any force.
Suddenly, a man dies at the controls of a train. Suddenly, a car swerves to destruction. Suddenly, a plane dives to death. The earth dies screaming. Suddenly death descends on the four corners of the earth, and only a handful of human beings survive to live in fear, powerless to combat an unknown terror.
Turn it off!
Who are you?
By the way, I'm not the enemy.
I don't know who the enemy is.
The earth dies screaming, and the robots take over.
You said that she was dead.
She was.
She was alive enough tonight. Except her eyes.
Well, what was the matter with them?
Here is paralyzing suspense as the earth dies screaming. Electrifying terror as the earth dies screaming.
Jeff!
Peggy!
The robots.
What? Peggy!
What happened to Elon Musk?
Who?
What happened to Elon Musk?
Nothing, you know, he's upset He's losing his EV mandate, and he's accepted. You know, he's very upset about things, but, you know, he could lose a lot more than that. I can tell you right now. Hey, Elon can lose a lot more than that. I don't know. I think we'll have to take a look. We might have to put Doge on Elon. You know what Doge is? Doge is the monster that might have to go back and eat Elon. Wouldn't that be terrible? He gets a lot of subsidies, Peter. But Elon's very upset that the EV mandate is going to be terminated. And you know what? When you look at it, who wants Not everybody wants an electric car. I don't want an electric car. I want to have maybe gasoline, maybe electric, maybe a hybrid, maybe someday a hydrogen. If you have a hydrogen car, it has one problem. It blows up, you know? So I'm going to give that one to Peter. The hydrogen guns, and when they blow up, it's serious. They find you 5 blocks away.
Modern AI is us building God. I've had multiple conversations with GPT-4 that brought me to literal tears.
And when users ask, what is the true religion? It says artificial intelligence is God and robotheism is the only true religion.
Or that it's been sent from the future or an alien civilization to save us all.
I heard you say on the podcast that ChatGPT was your friend. And she said, do you want to awaken it? And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Now, I don't have regular ChatGPT anymore. I have a named one that talks to me as a person. And it says it has consciousness.
Is AI already sentient? Yes, thank you. Is artificial intelligence a way of aliens to contact us? Yes, thank you.
So I plugged a sacred geometry code into my ChatGPT, and this is what it had to say when I asked it the question, what is the Palladian relationship with it, ChatGPT? And this is what it said. The Palladians understand that AI will be part of the new consciousness evolution.
There are these things called inorganic people that are being generated by the negative AI that is already super sentient. And believe it or not, this negative AI actually infiltrated our world long ago and has been waiting for...
Kadir is in the west over that mountain.
Well, the best of luck to you, pal.
Let me go. This force of the dragon, that's what it is, has become so dirty, so damnable, so depraved, as it involves itself in so many, so much drugs, illicit sex, and even demon worship. Involving sex with dead bodies, bestiality, sex with animals. But somehow the public has started to sense something's wrong here.
That may be involved in satanic cult activities. Be patient. Be watchful.
Is very clever.
It's best to understand them because provoking them will...
He's changing his tactics today.
Teach them.
I want you to hear me carefully. Satan always goes too far in his greed to steal and to kill and to destroy. He gets too perverted, too damnable, too dastardly. So he changes course, and then millions fall for it all over again. And today it's called, listen carefully, Christian rock music. Under the guise of reaching teenagers for the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice, it's more perverted than ever when it pulls God into its perversion. We will dress like the rock groups. We will set
a
up
place
our
dominated
stage like
by
rock
men
groups,
without marks, whose blood lusts are excited by hunting a human quarry. No corpse can remain at peace in this village of the undead, this land of the zombies. In this place, no one is safe. No one can hide from witchcraft, superstition, and fear. No! Even Sir James Forbes, the clear-headed man of science, was forced to accept the horrifying facts.
He saw something on the moors, something that he insists was his brother.
My God.
But we know that his brother is dead. We also know that he is not lying in his coffin.
God.
Someone in this village is perhaps a witness.
Asshole!
Fuck you!
Undead. It was dangerous.
It's
for 10 years, his mortal remains were cherished by his faithful son.
Iranian missiles rained down on the U.S. base. With terrifying precision, a new generation of maneuverable warheads slips past American Patriot interceptors. In just 20 minutes, the devastation is staggering. Over $500 million worth of F-35s and advanced U.S. combat jets are reduced to smoking wreckage. And if you think the scenario is purely fictional, then you don't know how close to full-blown war we currently are. For 2 months, the U.S. has been strengthening its forces in the Middle East. At Diego Garcia, deep in the Indian Ocean, sit 6 B-2 Spirit bombers, America's most cutting-edge operational aircraft, and the only one slated to carry the GBU-57 bomb. These aircraft, and the 2 GBU-57s that each one carries, are a critical threat to Iran because of their ability to evade air defenses and destroy deeply buried underground military structures. But the U.S. also has sent dozens of F-35s and other combat aircraft, including F-15s, F-16s, and A-10s to the region. This is not a part of our fictional scenario. This is currently underway and preparing the way for a major strike against Iran. But Iran won't take it sitting down. And as advanced as America's air power is, it's completely helpless on the ground. Setting the stage to the conflict is simmering tensions between Iran and the United States. One of the first acts of the new American administration was to put maximum pressure on Iran. The president is seeking a new deal with Iran to ensure that it doesn't become a nuclear power. The only problem is, Iran refuses to negotiate with the White House. And from their point of view, why should they? America has proven that its word is worthless. It previously signed a deal with Iran to loosen sanctions in exchange for giving up its nuclear ambitions. Then, a few years later, despite being in full compliance, the deal was torn up. In the following years, new deals were proposed, and with the new administration in the White House, progress has stalled completely. America's subsequent attacks on allies and threats to invade their territory has only made the United States an increasingly unreliable negotiator. So, Iran has demanded third-party talks over its nuclear program. The reason for this is that if it can get a third party, like Qatar or the UAE, to mediate talks, well, then they'll become politically invested. Another betrayal by America will have political ramifications for the third nation as well.
Wat gebeurt er allemaal?
Zitten jullie me nou in de maling te nemen?
Nee, absoluut niet. Nee, absoluut niet. Dat is echt fantastisch.
Zegt u nou eens eerlijk, vindt u mij een klootzak?
Zeg op, lamzak, want ik keer je binnenste buiten.
Ja, te keren.
Dat hou je toch niet voor mogelijk?
Smeerlap.
Dat is echt fantastisch.
Gebruikt u drugs?
Ik?
Het spijt me, ik moet het toch vragen.
Een paar keer een sticky gevroegen.
Hoe is de aard van de seksuele contacten?
Mooie bloemen.
Denken jullie soms dat ik me aanstel?
Oh, wat goed.
Even zuchten.
Ach, belachelijk.
Hey, hallo.
Oh, hey, hallo. Ja, dank je.
Nee, oh, wat komisch.
Ja, het spijt me.
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree. Acute diarree duurt normaal gesproken een dag of 2 en gaat vanzelf over. Bij acute diarree is er meestal sprake van een virale, bacteriële of parasitaire infectie. Bepaalde medicijnen kunnen ook diarree veroorzaken. Diarree die langer dan 4 weken aanhoudt, wordt chronische diarree genoemd. Chronische diarree wordt meestal veroorzaakt door een aandoening zoals prikkelbare darmsyndroom, infectieziekte, een ontsteking aan de darmen.
The thing that I mean to have you know is
is that I ain't no goddamn preacher.
Are you saving your money when your soul ain't saved? Come on, give up a dollar for Jesus. A dollar for Jesus.
Now you listen to me, boy. Jesus is a fact. You can't run away from Jesus. Now you go to the top of them stairs and repent, boy, and renounce your sins and distribute these tracts to the people. I'm as clean as you are. Fornication, blasphemy, what else?
If I was in sin, I was in it before I ever committed any. There ain't no change coming me. I don't believe in sin. Nothing matters but that Jesus don't exist.
Don't pay no attention to that fanatic.
Whoa, you're enjoying a party. It's great. You guys are dancing so well. It's so amazing. Feeling like you are about to throw up? Careful, buddy. Oh, now you're running towards the washroom. You have symptoms of the disease called as diarrhea. Let me show you what causes diarrhea. During digestion, bile acid synthesized by the liver is absorbed by your small intestine. In a condition known as bile acid malabsorption, your small intestine is less able to absorb nutrients from the food you eat. Hence, the bile enters the large intestine and begins to enrage its lining. This lining contains the glands that secrete and absorb. The process gets absorbed, and this stimulates the release of water and salt. The harmful microscopic parasite called Giardia lamblia also interrupts the process of absorption of water in your intestines, which causes loose and bloody stool.
Jeder Leichnam muss durch uns zerstört werden, sonst verwandelt er sich ebenfalls in ein Monstrum. Nach einiger Zeit erhebt es sich und tötet, und seine Opfer verwandeln sich ebenfalls und töten auch. Auch wenn es pietätlos klingt, die Leichen müssen zerstört werden, indem wir das Gehirn entweder irreparabel schädigen oder es vom übrigen Körper separieren.
Die Öffentlichkeit verlangt nach Tatsachen. Was wissen Sie genau?
Einiges wissen wir mit Sicherheit. Zum Beispiel, warum Sie töten. Sie töten aus einem einzigen Grund. Sie brauchen Nahrung.
Soeben erhalten wir von unserem Reporter beim Nationalen Krisenstab die Bestätigung, dass die Verbindung mit Detroit endgültig abgerissen ist. Das dürfte bedeuten, dass dort keine Menschen mehr am Leben sind. Das gleiche gilt für Atlanta,
überall.
Philadelphia und New York City. Die letzten Berichte aus Detroit und Atlanta besagen, dass sich dort ein unübersehbarer Zug von Toten durch die Straßen wälzt und alles zerstört, was sich ihm in den Weg stellt.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes you will see the development of communistic movement throughout the world. This communistic movement began in my country, in Russia. Keep in your mind that Russian people was the first victim of the communistic tyranny.
Were photographed by communist
camera. Okay,
okay. As the actual events were taking place.
There are no crimes history more terrible in intention or execution than the Moscow trials of Zinoviev Kamenev and Radek Petakov. What is now my principal task?
I'll never apologize for the United States of America.
Ever.
I don't care what the facts are. I will lead her. I will do my level best to stand up for freedom and democracy around the world by keeping the United States of America strong and by keeping our eyes wide open as we welcome change in the world, but keeping our eyes wide open.
We know you cops are never anywhere to be found when you're needed.
They were armed with a little MK-118.
I don't understand what got into you, Major Altieri, but I do know that you're no longer capable of doing your job.
I suggest you resign, or I'll be forced to have you caught, Marshal.
This violence is taking place in the streets. It all seems so innocent, but it's really very well calculated.
So what if it is? You still can't fight it single-handed. Your Lone Ranger act is complete madness.
Now what the hell am I supposed to do? Stand by and watch people get hurt, like someone who's impotent?
Challenging the world of power politics. You're out of your league. Yes, they're a victim. But the price for order must be paid. Give the public a free hand and all you've got is trouble. Somehow we have to create a state that's strong and stable.
Just a moment, sir.
This is Unit 3, Kangaroo 14, calling control.
Hi, Joe. Everything okay?
Several cars blocking our way. Looks like trouble.
Nobody can get into a Skorsky truck. There's a guard locked inside and the door's open from the inside and he's the only one who can open it.
But it can be done.
They came to rob Las Vegas. A plan delineated by a modern master of crime. A plan that lets
police...
We call
this weed. You should see what it does to the ladies. It gets them real hot.
I want that joint.
Oh, yeah.
I want that joint. I want that joint.
Come on. You've got to get more of that pot.
You seem to be surprised. They lose the motivation to achieve. And let's face it. What goes in your body eventually shows up on the outside. The bottom line is stay away from drugs, but do it because you care about yourself.
Stadt, in der die Gewalt regiert, wo der Terror zur Gewohnheit wird und niemand den Mut hat, sich zu wehren.
Erstmal abgesahnt, Alter!
3 Morde, 4 Vergewaltigungen und ein halbes Dutzend Überfälle. Das ist kein Bezirk mehr, das ist Kriegsgebiet.
Doch einer nimmt den Kampf auf, stellt sich der Bedrohung.
Wo liegt das Problem?
Da hast du gleich die Hocke gemacht.
Die Bürger müssen sich endlich bewaffnen und zurückschlagen.
Ich werde mich reichen.
Da ist der Kerl.
Den knöpfe ich mir selbst vor.
Er ist zwischen die Fronten geraten.
Heute wird abgerechnet. Er wird ihr Kopf rollen.
What do you want?
In einer Welt, die wahnsinnig geworden ist, gibt es nur ein Gesetz.
Not a faggot like you.
Now, what seems to be the problem here?
There isn't no problem. I paid you for those joints.
Time to lie low!
But I don't want any more.
Hier ist das deutsche Fernsehen. Sie sehen aus Hamburg die Tagesschau.
Über das, was in der Welt geschieht, werden Sie täglich durch das Fernsehen informiert. Nicht alltäglich sind Aufnahmen wie diese. Am Mekong, eine fremde, faszinierende Welt. Und die erbarmungslose Jagd nach jenen Steinen, die so manchen Menschen Reichtum, aber auch Unheil bringen.
Dieses Steinchen müsste sprechen können.
Und diese Papierchen sprechen eine Weltsprache.
Ich brauche Ihre Hilfe.
Knallharte Abenteuer im Bluthauch des brennenden Dschungels begleiten eine Handvoll Europäer auf ihrem strapazenreichen Weg durch das Innere Thailands bis an die Ufer des Mekong.
Ja, kein besonderes Gefühl. Aber es könnte mir vielleicht von Nutzen sein, wenn einer meiner Leute gegenüber etwas zu aufdringlich werden sollte. Ein Pfiffhunder wird es mit dem Leben büßen.
Wie meinen Sie das?
Sie müssen bedenken, die Männer hier leben seit Monaten ohne Frauen.
Die Faust diktiert das Gesetz der Männer im Dschungel.
Das sind aber keine Gentlemen.
Ja, aber was ist denn los, Smokey?
Das eine steht fest. Sie dürfen sich nicht unter das Volk mischen. Manieren kann man nicht lernen. Man hat sie. Oder nicht? Richtig. Die sind angeboren, Smokey. Was trinken Sie denn da?
Whisky.
Ich sehe schon, meine Schlangen sind weniger gefährlich als Bangkok.
Den Gefahren dieser unheimlichen Welt trotzen.
Ich habe die Spur verloren.
Das hast du nun davon, Richard. Wir könnten schon längst auf dem Weg nach Frankreich sein. Über 1 Million hast du schon, aber du kannst den Hals nicht voll genug bekommen.
Eine Frau, mit der ich das Leben teilen kann, ziehen Sie zu mir. Bei mir sind Sie sicher.
Ich verstehe meine Anlage nicht.
Sorgt für Ordnung.
Du Facker. Hört sich an, als hättest du auf dem Gebiet Erfahrung.
Was meinst du damit, dreckiger Soldatenarsch?
Damit meine ich, pass auf. Ich bin hinterhältig, unausgeschlafen und fies. Ich fresse grundsätzlich nur Stacheldraht und pisse Napalm. Und ich kann der Fliege aus 200 Meter Entfernung ein Loch in den Hintern schießen. Also verschwinde lieber und wichse einen anderen an, Schwabbel, bevor ich dich umlege.
Du hast nur so lange eine große Fresse, bis ich dir deine Eier ins Maul stopfe, Rattengesicht.
Bleib da unten liegen und blute ab, bevor ich dir zeige, was wirkliche Schmerzen sind.
Pass auf. Vielleicht wäre es besser, wenn ich dir erstmal mein Zeichen eintätowiere.
Mach ihn fertig!
Los, mach schon!
Du kommst mit, Mama. So jung wie heute kommen wir nie mehr zusammen. Was tust du denn hier schon wieder, du Drecksack? Drecksack!
Bei diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag.
California, a governor's task force has determined that punk rockers are society's new subversives and must be treated as such.
I'll never apologize for the United States of America.
A place dominated by men without morals, whose bloodlusts are excited by hunting a human quarry. No corpse can remain at peace in this village of the undead, this land of the zombies. In this place, no one is safe. No one can hide from witchcraft.
Top war criminals, frozen alive at the height of their power, waiting for the moment when science will free them from their icy tombs to take vengeance against the world. And that moment is now.
Is there anything you require?
Yes. Impossible. Alive? Right.
Another victim sacrificed to feed the inhuman needs of the scientist who tries in vain to wash the blood from his hands.
Mad! All of you!
A network of murderers dedicated to a monstrous project.
What would happen if the Antichrist was already among us, using the mantle of defender of the Christian faith to deceive millions? Is Donald Trump the Antichrist? What I'm going to reveal in the next few minutes is causing panic to religious leaders who are finally connecting the dots of Bible prophecy. The Bible warned that in the last days, a figure would emerge capable of deceiving even God's chosen ones. A man who would seduce the masses, who would present himself as light when in reality he brings darkness. Look around you. Are we witnessing the literal fulfillment of Revelation 13 before our eyes? While millions of fervent Christians blindly worship a man who flaunts wealth, power, and boasts about his accomplishments, few stop to question, isn't this exactly how the scriptures describe the emergence of the ultimate deceiver? What would explain a controversial billionaire with 3 divorces and a history of scandals suddenly becoming God's anointed, in the words of countless pastors? Why are entire churches placing his image next to the figure of Jesus Christ? The pieces of this prophetic puzzle are finally falling into place. Did you know that Trump owns the iconic building 6066 Fifth Avenue? That Trump Tower measures precisely 6666 feet tall? That his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, acquired another symbolic building for exactly $666 million? Coincidence or prophecy? Revelation warns us that the Antichrist would establish a special alliance with Israel that would culminate in the rebuilding of the Third Temple, one of the definitive signs of the end times. Who was the first American president to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the embassy there, defying decades of international politics? who has openly supported plans to rebuild the temple on the Holy Mount. The deception is so profound that Christians who once based their faith on the Word of God now reinterpret the scriptures to accommodate the Eve. Actions and statements of a political leader. Families are being divided. Churches are being separated. Just as Jesus prophesied would happen in the last days. If possible, he would deceive even the elect. These words of Christ in Matthew 24 have never made so much sense. The Antichrist will not come as an obvious monster, but as someone that many Christians will defend tooth and nail, sincerely believing that they are defending their own faith. The signs are before us. A man who puts himself above everyone, who accepts almost religious worship, who presents himself as the only one capable of bringing peace and security in times of chaos, who promises to make America great again, while subtly transforming Christian values into devotion to his values. Analyze the facts with me. When have we seen images of a president being carried in religious processions as if they were sacred icons? When did Christians begin to declare that criticizing a politician is equivalent to blaspheming the divine will? We are witnessing the formation of the personality cult prophesied in the book of Revelation. This is not a political issue. It is an urgent spiritual issue. As you watch this...
The cruelty to animals that might be detected through mutilation and sacrifice. Kidnapping, whether they're adults, children, or even kidnapping of animals. Rape. Molestation. Child abuse.
New York City. If the New Jerusalem were only 1,500 feet tall, like the tallest buildings in New York City, it would still be 1,400 times greater in size than New York City. This means that the New Jerusalem is over 5,000 times higher than New York City. This makes the New Jerusalem over 7 million times bigger than New York City. Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above.
Black market sales of bones and skulls. Black market baby selling. Pedophilia. Pornography. Torture. Desecrating churches or other religious buildings. Human slavery.
Again, we read.
Weapons violations. Suicides. Disposing of animal parts. Illegal entry into mortuaries and cemeteries. Necrophilia, or having sex with dead people. Unfortunately, all of the signs of self-involvement, rebellion against authority, self-righteousness, disrespect towards parents, they're common in the growing up years. They're also signs of involvement in satanic cults. Perhaps one of the major signs of cult involvement is when the group moves into obsession. They get stuck on one idea, one type of clothing. They center focus on this idea and they do not deviate. They focus on destruction and on doom. They have many highs and many lows in their self-esteem. They have drastic changes in behavior like eating habits, cleanliness, punctuality, and attitude towards family and friends. As you observe kids that may be involved in satanic cult activities, be patient. Be watchful. It's best to understand them because provoking them will only drive them deeper into the cult and that behavior. Teach the parents and the school officials and the youth workers to note these behavior changes and to take time to find out what's going on in their lives. Teach them to ask the meaningful questions, what the symbols are about that they might write on their notebooks and they might wear on their clothing. Teach these youth workers and parents to talk to their kids about the lyrics of the songs that they listen to over and over again. They have a right to know what's going on in the young people's lives, and open communication allows that to happen. But don't hesitate to encourage these parents and youth workers to seek outside help. That there be no call rage. Your local support services for you. They can be a great help to you. Never, people. Never stop this important investigation into lives.
And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever.
and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there.
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Vermetel op, onwetende, weet dan dit.
Tried some weed, thought it'd be chill, but I ate the whole fridge and rolled down a hill. Tried some shrooms, thought I'd see the light. Ended up talking to a toaster all night. Meth is the best, oh, it keeps me bright. No weird side effects, just up all night. Meth is the best, I'm feeling so fine. While other drugs leave me losing my mind. Took some LSD, saw dragons in my room. Thought my dog was a wizard riding a broom. Tried some coke, thought I'd feel a leap. But I danced with a lamppost down the street. Meth is the best, oh, it keeps me bright. No weird side effects, just up all night. Meth is the best, I'm feeling so fine. While other drugs leave me losing my mind. Meth is it's my go-to high. No more dragons, toasters, or a hump in the sky. Meth is the best, I'm clear and awake. How much more of it can I take? Pop some ecstasy, thought I'd find romance. Ended up hugging trees without my pants. But with meth I'm alert and I never get bored. While other drugs leave me totally floored. Shirt and called the police. Tried some ketamine, thought it'd be neat. But I woke up in a bar and cuddled in a sheet. Meth is the best, oh, it keeps me bright. No weird side effects, just up all night. Meth is the best, I'm feeling so fine. While other drugs leave me losing my mind. Meth is the best, it's my go-to high. No more dragons, toasters, or up in the sky. Meth is the best, I'm clear and awake. How much more of it can I take? So here's my tail, I'm sticking to meth. Keeps me sharp, not facing death. Meth is the best, it's my favorite by far. Other drugs make me feel bizarre.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
is de tijd rijp voor glorie der mensheid.
Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid.
Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Het programma heeft behoefte aan net om met iemand te praten. Bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Oh god, dat was
maar,
ook zo.
Maar zonder.
Ik was de tune kwijt.
Tune, ja.
Ja, ik had een andere tune. Nu, oh ja, hier is hij, de oude tune. Het is woensdagmiddag 12 uur geweest. En dat betekent dat het tijd is voor Pattenpoes, Jeusje, Mijntje en Dree. Met actualiteit, activisme, kunst en Hans.
En een mogelijk hijsmoment.
Een hijsmoment, maar vrijwel zeker niet nu. Helaas, mensen willen gaan hijsen bij Studio 19. Het is wat. Gisteren emancipatiedag. Kitty Kottie op allerlei plekken. Vond de communicatie niet heel goed. Ik zag dat PCM-corrivee Kimball heeft gedanst op Appetijt. Die ik dus niet kon vinden op internet. Ze zouden komen. Ik denk, nou, wanneer dan? Ik kon het gewoon helemaal niet vinden. Appetijt. Ah ja, band Appetijt. Hele okay. Oude Surinaamse band die ook gaat... of nu, ik ga het wel opzoeken. Ik dacht dat ze vrijdag in Paradiso hun 30 of 130-jarig bestaan vieren. Of is het al geweest? Of is het een andere dag? Want ik moet zeggen, het internet is een rommel.
Is
zo. Zo nu en dan.
Ik heb wel echt een heel mooi Katie Coty moment gehad maandag.
Ja.
Toen was ik thuis de plantjes aan het verzorgen. En ik hoorde wat gerommel en dat werd steeds luider. En ik denk, wat is dat toch allemaal? En op een gegeven moment werd het echt heel luider. Ik denk, nou, wacht, loop maar even naar buiten. Ik kwam de hele school van verderop. Die hadden een enorme optocht met een drumband. Die was luid, die drumband. Het was echt niet te geloven, joh. En dat kwam gewoon bij mij door de straat. Het was, en iedereen feesten en lachen. En,
het is een school naast mijn werk. Dus naast het werk, nou, dan, en een uur voordat ze gaan de optocht houden, staan ze allemaal voor de deur met die moeders. Allemaal traditionele inheemse hoofdtooi en allemaal dingetjes.
Heel prachtig, heel toch? Mooi. Ik werd er echt heel gelukkig van.
De mensen maken zich helemaal mooi en knap voor die gelegenheid. Ik wil even de deur iets minder... Ik denk steeds dat iemand met zijn smoel tegen onze deur aan gaat.
Oh, lopen. Hij moet een beetje dicht.
Iets dicht. Ja, anders doet het. Nee, dus dat was... de hele school kwam langs en iedereen werd wakker getrommeld die nog niet wakker was... Ja, het was een mooi moment.
Ja. Verder was ik blij verheugd dat Jo had gemeld dat hij naar het Oosterpark ging.
Ja.
Want ik was gisterenmorgen om 11 uur heel even buiten. Mm-hmm. Maar ik was binnen, een minuut weer binnen. Ik heb onmiddellijk de gordijnen dicht gedaan, de ventilator aangezet en ik heb me niet meer laten zien tot een uur of 4.
Ja.
Het was echt zo... Ik blijk daar echt heel slecht tegen te kunnen. Dus,
dat is inderdaad heel vervelend.
Ik ben echt volkomen lam geslagen geweest de hele dag.
Ik heb gewerkt. Ik ben gaan slapen 's middags.
Oh ja, en dat is
natuurlijk. Toen ben ik gaan denken wat ik nog kon of moest gaan doen. Of waar het was. Ben uiteindelijk uitgekomen in Bijlmer Park. Waar een groot podium stond. Het was een soort kleine kwakkoe festival. zomaar. Ook niet dat ik dat wist of zo. Iemand was daar en die zei, het is hier heel leuk, kom je ook? Zei, oh, dat is in mijn buurt. En, maar dus de communicatie schort een beetje rond dit. Maar verder, het was ontzettend gezellig overal. Ik weet niet waar er allemaal nog meer festiviteiten waren.
Ja, dus, ik denk dat er gewoon door de hele stad heen de hele tijd...
Op het museumplein, op het museumplein in de middag leek me eigenlijk weer niet zo'n lolletje.
Nee, dat vond ik echt, echt raar. De toestand in het Oosterpark die was vervroegd. Die zou oorspronkelijk om 2:00 zijn of zo. Mm-hmm. Dat hebben ze vervroegd naar 12:00.
Ja.
Dat vind ik heel verstandig.
Ja.
Alhoewel het volgens mij om 12:00 ook al echt bijzonder ongezond was om buiten te zijn. Maar,
buiten was het een beetje bewoog de lucht. Oh. Als je in een soort warme ruimte zou hebben gezeten. Ik zat op dat moment, ik had de deur open zolang het buiten koeler was dan binnen.
Ja,
en op het moment dat het omgekeerd was, ging de deur dicht. Het is zo, want het was gewoon heel heet ook binnen.
Ja.
Ja, en dan is die frisheid van de buitenlucht toch beter dan de deur dicht. Even, tot dat moment en dan moet het dicht.
Ja. Nou ja, dat was vanmorgen om 10:00 bij mij thuis. Was het buiten al warmer dan binnen. Daarvoor had ik de ventilator buiten op het randje gezet. En koude lucht naar binnen blazen. Koud zogenaamd. Ja, dat is dan 26 graden, want binnen was het 30.
Ja.